This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Messenger of Allah is described in Surah Anbiya as a mercy for all mankind. Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. This construction is what's called the construction of Al-Hasr. There is a negation and then there is an exception. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, which tells you that the entirety of the matter is contained within what follows. What follows is, you are sent only as a mercy to all of mankind, without exception, and that's the entirety of the matter when it comes to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is an ayah where there is no difference of opinion in the interpretation of it. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent as a mercy, and that was the defining characteristic of his da'wah. And what I want to do today is share some of the instances of what the Messenger has faced in his life, in his da'wah, from the animosity from his enemies that are open enemies, and the animosity that he faced from people who claim to be his followers, hidden enemies, enemies from within. And at each turn we'll see the asl, the default of the Messenger of Allah was mercy and kindness and gentleness. And I hope that after talking about these and pondering over these instances, we as followers of the Prophet ﷺ can start to think about our characteristics and our character. We can start to think about our character and start to evaluate how much of our character is comprised of mercy and kindness towards others. Especially considering the fact that none of us face the kind of animosity the Prophet ﷺ has faced in his life. And if he was so kind and merciful in those circumstances, how much more is it incumbent upon us to be kind and merciful in our circumstances? That's my hope and that's the goal, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, from this reminder. The great Mufassir Ibn Kathir says about this ayah that you have been sent only as a mercy to all of mankind. He says that he was sent as a mercy for everybody. Everybody. This includes those who follow him, of course, but even those who were not his followers. He was sent as a mercy to them. They rejected him, that's their prerogative, and they'll pay for it. But he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, treated them as if he was sent as a mercy. The biggest, one of the most beautiful examples of this is what happened to him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at Taif. After being rejected by the people of Makkah, after spending close to a decade calling these people to Islam to very little avail, he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, chose to step out of Makkah and go call the city of Taif to Islam. This was after the death of his wife Khadija radiallahu anha, after the death of his uncle Abu Talib. So he steps out and he goes and invites these people to Islam, and they were even worse than Quraysh. In their response, they were even worse, and to the point that they not only rejected him, but physically attacked him. And humiliated him by getting kids to stone him. It's a mark of humiliation that you're not even worth our abuse, we're going to send these little kids to abuse you. And it was so difficult for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had to flee out of the city while he was bleeding. And in some narrations, it's described that the blood was so much that his shoes were leaving behind footprints of his blood, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he rests for a minute outside the city. And as he's resting, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Jibreel comes to him and says that Allah has seen and heard what these people have done to you. They've heard what they have said, and they've seen what they have done to you. So here is the angel of the mountain. The mountains, the two mountains that surround the city of Taif, here is the angel. If you want, لِتَأْمُرَهُ بِمَا شِئْتَ, it's your choice. What do you want to do? The angel of the mountain comes to the Messenger of Allah, says salam to him, and says, whatever you want, I'll do. If you want me to smash these mountains upon the city, to collapse the city upon itself, I will do that. Your command. You say the word and I'll do it. Here is a person who has been hurt and harmed, physically abused, humiliated, and here is the opportunity for revenge. But instead of taking the opportunity for revenge, the Messenger of Allah says, no. بَلْ أَرْجُوا أَنْ يُخْرِجَ اللَّهُ مِنْ أَصْلَابِهِمْ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَحْدَهُ وَلَا يُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. He said, I hope that even if these people are not accepting the message, that their kids will accept the message. And they will be the ones who will worship Allah and not associate partners with Allah. This is what it means to be a mercy to all mankind. While being abused, hurt, and in this situation of extreme pain, the natural desire or the natural reaction would be to get revenge. That would be the case for almost everybody. The Messenger of Allah had that desire too, and he had the option. But he overcame that desire. He overcame that desire for revenge for a greater cause, which is the cause of Islam, the cause of da'wah. And he chose to say not punish these people despite having the option to do so. This is a beautiful example of how he was sent as a mercy to all mankind. How much more so, brothers and sisters, for us who are people where people insult us or people say something to us that is inappropriate. Our reaction shouldn't be to say something just as inappropriate or insult them right back. That shouldn't be the way we do things. The sunnah of the Messenger should be to treat them with mercy and kindness, just like he did with his enemies. Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani says that this statement of the Prophet, I hope that from these people, the progeny of these people, they will be those who worship Allah alone. He says this shows the gentleness of the Prophet ﷺ. It shows how he ﷺ was extremely patient in the face of difficulties. We have somebody who does something to us or looks at us the wrong way, and we hold that grudge forever. Subhanallah. Here is the Messenger of Allah ﷺ showing us how to be patient in the face of the most difficult of circumstances. In the most difficult of situations where he's being hurt and harmed. It shows also that he had hilm, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hilm is translated generally as forbearance, but an explanation of it is to be able to control yourself when you have the option to lash out. If a person has no option to lash out, you will just have to be patient, you have no option. But you have the option to punish. You have the option to do something, but you choose not to. That is al-hilm. And this incident highlights how much hilm the Messenger of Allah ﷺ had. And how we, of those who want to follow him, and we want to follow him in every way, he is our لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. He is the best role model for us. But that starts, that conversation starts at the character of the Prophet ﷺ. And how much of his character do we espouse in our character? And that, at the top of that list, is mercy and kindness, patience, and holding our emotions in check when someone says something that's inappropriate. This is very easy to say. All of us are guilty of it. But this is why we need this reminder from the life of the Prophet ﷺ to be able to come towards this higher ideal. The Prophet ﷺ was asked by, as narrated by Abu Hurairah, he was asked to make dua against the mushrikeen. قِيلَ لَهُ أُدْعُ عَلَى الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Make dua against the polytheists. These are not just any random people. These polytheists specifically are those who he was waging a war against, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had expelled him from his home. They had taken his property. They had killed many of his followers and disciples. And he was asked now, hey, make dua against these people. The Messenger's response was, إِنِّي لَمْ أُبْعَثْ لِعَانًا وَإِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ رَحْمَةً. Said, I wasn't sent as a damnation to people. I wasn't sent to damn people to the fire of hell. I was sent as a mercy to bring people to Jannah. The Prophet ﷺ, on occasion, had made dua against people. Okay, there's a very famous story of the Uraniyin, the people who were bandits, came to the Prophet, pretended to need help, ate and drank from the wealth of Sadaqah, then took the camels of Sadaqah and the companions of the Prophet to their place under the guise of, you know, learning Islam, killed the companions of the Prophet and looted his looted the camels and went on their way. These bandits the Prophet made dua against, and he asked, or he sought revenge out against them. Okay, but those are exceptional circumstances with specific people. Okay, and you can count those instances on the fingers of your hand. The general rule, the way the Prophet ﷺ operated for his entire life as a da'i was, إِنِّي لَمْ أُبْعَثْ لِعَانًا إِنَّمَا بُعِثُ رَحْمَةً. I'm not sent as someone to damn people to the fire of hell. I'm sent as a mercy to invite people to paradise. And that's why you see even his staunchest enemies, many of them accepted Islam towards the end of their lives. Abu Sufyan fought him for 20 years, accepted Islam. Khalid ibn Walid fought him for 15 years, finally accepted Islam and became one of the greatest generals. The son of Abu Jahl, Ikrimah radiallahu anhu, fought him tooth and nail for 22 years, only accepting Islam in the very last year, or the second last year of the Prophet's life. These are because the Prophet was not sent to just shove people down the pipe that takes them to the fire of hell. He was sent to invite them. He was sent to invite them to mercy and kindness. And this is how he operated with his enemies who were fighting. How much, again, brothers and sisters, bringing it back to our situation, how much more important it is for us to treat our fellow brothers and sisters with the same level of mercy and kindness. Our own family members, our own kids, people in the community, people who are praying next to us. It is critical that if we are to be followers of the Prophet ﷺ, that we demonstrate these qualities in our character. أقول ما تسمعون واستغفر الله لكم استغفروا إنه غفور رحيم. بسم الله الحمد لله الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه وولا أما بعد. If I can just ask the brothers to make a little bit of space in the back to allow our the people who are standing, just to allow them the space to come inside. Jazakumullah khairan. If you can fill in the gaps, if you see in front of you any gaps. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is described in Surah Anbiya as وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. You are sent only as a mercy to all of mankind. And this was the case, this was the way he dealt with his enemies. And this was the ones who were open and fighting him, had drawn their swords against him. And that's how he dealt with his enemies that were hidden, which is an even more dangerous type of enemy. Someone who doesn't, you know, explicitly and openly show their animosity towards you. It's hidden, it's in like between the lines, it's in the way they oppose you, it's in the way they talk to you, it's in the tone. وَلَتَعْرِفَنَّهُمْ فِي لَحْنِ الْقَوْمِ. Like Allah says in Surah Muhammad, you will recognize them from the way they talk to you. These people are classified as the munafiqun, the hypocrites, in our tradition. And the person who was the leader of this movement, his name was Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul. This person had many, many run-ins with the Prophet ﷺ. Many, many run-ins. We could talk about his situation and how the Prophet dealt with him for many hours, in fact. But I wanted to share two instances that highlight how the Prophet ﷺ was sent as a mercy, and how he dealt with these people with so much kindness and gentleness, and so much softness. He ﷺ had been. There was a conflict that he had with Banu Qaynuqa. This was a Jewish tribe that was a neighboring tribe to the city of Medina. And there was a conflict, there was a scuffle, and it escalated into killings, and then eventually it became a siege. The Muslims laid siege to these people because they broke the treaty and there was killing happening, they initiated it, and so on and so forth. Now the Messenger of Allah as he's laying siege to these people, he's trying to figure out what to do. And here comes Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, who used to be, back in the day, before his supposed Islam, he used to be an ally of these people. He comes to the Messenger of Allah وسلم, and he says, Ya Muhammad, ahsin fi mawali. O Muhammad, treat my allies well. Again, by the tone you can tell, this is no friend of the Prophet وسلم, because the Sahaba would not address the Prophet by his name. They would say, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Nabi Allah. They would address him by his title, out of love and respect. But here comes this man and starts to address the Prophet by his name, and that's a way to put him down from his status. The Messenger of Allah ignored him. فَأَبْطَأَ عَلَيْهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Again, this man said the same thing. Ya Muhammad, أَحْسِن فِي مَوَالِي. The Messenger of Allah, فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهُ. The Messenger turned away, tried to ignore, tried to de-escalate the situation. It didn't de-escalate. He comes, فَأَدْخَلَ يَدَهُ فِي جَيْبِ دِرْعِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He stuck his hand and grabbed the collar of the Prophet and started to yank it. And he said, أحسن في موالي. Treat my allies well. The Messenger said, أرسلني. He said, let me go. The man didn't do it. Now the Messenger is getting a little angry. He said, حتى رأوا لوجهه ظللا. You can see it on his face, he's getting upset. ثم قال ويحك أرسلني. He said to him again, you know, what's wrong with you? Let me go. And this man continued to say, no, until you promise me you will treat my allies well. The Prophet said, we'll treat them accordingly and justly. And then he let him go. SubhanAllah, the point of the story, brothers and sisters, is here is a person who comes and starts to tug and pull at your shirt and your collar. Imagine that. Someone does that to you. What is the first reaction? The first reaction is probably to shove their hand away and maybe pushed them aside or something. There's some physical confrontation happening. The Messenger of Allah was not some meek person. He was a very strong man. There were things of physical, feats of physical nature that he performed that no other Sahaba had ever done. For example, there was a difficult rock that needed to be broken. Nobody could break it in the digging of the trench. The Messenger of Allah was the one who broke it. There was a man who came, who was a very powerful wrestler. The Messenger of Allah had a, the Messenger first refused, said, I don't wrestle with people. That's not what I'm sent for. But he challenged, and the Messenger defeated him, telling him that I have been given the strength of 30 men. So the Messenger was a strong person. He was a tall figure. But he didn't use that as a way to slap people down. Despite the fact this man is pulling on his collar and making things very difficult for him, the Messenger of Allah continued to be as kind and as gentle as possible, even in that situation. Didn't punish him afterwards for this situation. Let it be. Because sometimes you just have to let it go. That's the only solution. And here he was, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this situation where people will say, oh, you're getting publicly humiliated, why don't you retaliate? The Messenger of Allah chose not to retaliate. This is how he was, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because letting people be, giving people their space, taking some, adha, taking some pain from them and bearing it, that is the hallmark of what mercy and kindness means. Here he is also doing this to Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul. This man continued to harm the Messenger the entirety of his life in Medina. And then he passed away. And as he passed away, the Messenger of Allah was about to stand and lead his janazah prayer. In fact, in one narration, he is asked, he gives his cloak. The Messenger gives his own cloak so that could be used as the coffin of this man. And now he's standing to pray for the forgiveness of this person. And Umar, who is narrating the hadith, says that I couldn't bear it. So I said, I stood in front of the Messenger of Allah. And I said, Ya Rasulullah, atusalli ala ibn Ubay, waqad qala yawma katha, wa katha, wa katha, u'addidu alayhi qawlahu. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I get a pray for this man. He said this on this day, he did this on that day, he did this and he did that. Umar is reminding the Prophet of all the hurt that Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul had inflicted upon the Prophet. All the times he insulted him, all the times he harmed him, every single thing. فَتَبَسَّمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. The messenger of Allah smiled. And he said, أَخِّرْ عَنِّي يَا عُمَر. He said, Umar, move away. فَلَمَّا أَكْثَرْتُ عَلَيْهِ. I continued. He said, I kept on going. I kept on reminding him, oh messenger of Allah, what are you doing? قَالَ إِنِّي خُيِّرْتُ فَاخْتَرْتُ. He said, I was given a choice. I was given a choice. And I have chosen to pray for him. I was given a choice to not pray for him and shun him publicly, or to pray for him. And I have chosen to pray for him. SubhanAllah. Here is a person who hurt the messenger, harmed him, insulted him, embarrassed him, compromised the da'wah for as long as he lived. Not one single contribution did he ever make. But the Messenger of Allah at the end of this man's life still chose to forgive him. That's why he is described as وَمَا أَصَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. For us brothers and sisters who are trying to be followers of the Prophet, try to live up to the ideal of the Prophet, it starts with following his sunnah in all aspects of our lives, but particularly in our character. We ask Allah SWT to give us the ability, the tawfiq, to understand the Quran and Sunnah and to implement it in our lives. Inna Allah wa malaikahu yusalluna ala nabi ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin fil awwalina wa fil akhirin wa salli ala Muhammadin fil mala'il a'la ila yawmiddin. Allahumma ahina ala sunnatihi wa amitna ala millatihi wahshurna fi zumratihi wasqina min hawdihi ya rabbal alamin. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا